Hi, thank you for holding. My name is Jody, the fraud supervisor on the floor today. May I have your first and last name, please?
Rosanna Jordan.
Thank you. All right, I'm locating this account for you. I have the address 7606 West. Okay, apartment 3043. Do you mind saying the street?
It's Peoria.
Peoria. Thank you. All right. I've located this account for a foot massager. This looks like it was a free welcoming gift for joining the Consumer Gadget Club. You paid $7.45 for the shipping and handling, and that $56.95 is the membership fee. So how may I help you with this today?
Well, I don't remember making the purchase. Is it going to be because I have a $56 charge for what does that? I get $56 charge for a month or something?
Right, right. Let me take a look here. And it also buys you you receive a $125 gift card each month, that e-gift card to spend at an online vendor, the direct shopping store. It looks like the previous agent has canceled the account. Okay, so let's go back to that, to the foot massager. Do you recall placing that order?
No.
Okay, all right. I'm just taking a look at the tracking. We'll see what happened. All right. I want to go over some of the account details. The email address I have on file is mvjordan1@aol.com.
That's correct.
All right. Phone number is 6338.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. We'll contact your local authorities, provide them with the IP address on the account for them to verify the owner of the device that was used, how and where the order took place online. Do you think there's anyone else in your household that may have made this purchase? Maybe
what
a family?
What site was it the purchase made at?
I don't have that information. I have information about the what the charge was for. So that's why we would contact the local authorities to see what happened, how this got started.
You said I should get an email, $125 email. What would
right.
the email be under? I can look for
an email if you can hold on a second.
Okay. All right. So it would have been Extreme Discount Supply.
Mm-hmm. Extreme Discount Supply. Okay.
Yes.
That's all right. Hold on. Let me look at my email. Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. You still with me, ma'am?
Yeah, I couldn't find. I looked under Discount Supply and Extreme Supply. I don't know if I got an email, but has the account been, this account been canceled?
Right, yes, ma'am. I've canceled the account. I've also issued a refund for $56.95, and okay, for the month of February as well. So that takes care of March, February, and that shipping and handling of
$7.45. Okay. Because if I have that, where would you have advertised on?
Okay, so I'm not sure where they place the ads. Look around on the beginning part of the month for those emails. This last one would have been sent on the 7th of March. Now, it may have went to your junk or your spam folder. You could try searching there. I can maybe request them to resend that link, that intro link. But you should see these funds back in 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No.
All right. I want to make sure. I'm sorry?
So was a foot massager and it came with a deal? Is that what you're telling me?
It was a foot massager, a free welcoming gift. You paid the shipping and handling. And it was for, the free welcoming gift was for joining this consumer gadget club, the one that sends the gift card, the e-gift card.
And what was the price of it a month?
$56.95.
And you got 100. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. It looks like they may have had a slight price change. So the charge in February was $49.97, and I've refunded that as well.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
Here. I will look here, but
all right. Well, is there anything else I can help you with?
No, I'll look later. I suppose I could call you back if I have this email.
Absolutely.
I looked under Extreme. Oh, I see. I've got your emails from the refund.
Okay. Good. Good.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
What was your name? I could call you back if I find your email.
Well, my name is Jody. I'll make sure to notate the account. And you should be able to speak with any agent.
Anybody. Okay. All right. Then I'll speak with anyone if I find it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.